Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, welcome to The Big Payoff with me, Rachel Bellow, and my best friend and business partner,
me, Suzanne Buchan. This is the show for working humans to remind you that you are still a human, even at work. Hey, Rach.
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, you're going to hear what's going on because in the background, you're going to hear all the workmen working in my apartment like that. You hear that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do.
So,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry, but as you know, I finally bought myself an apartment where I wanted it after talking about it for 5 years. And I finally stopped waiting for someone to like buy it for me. And I did this myself. And as a result, I now have construction going on. And I just want to say that this feeling of having bet on myself and laid it down and made the move after a long, long, long time is exactly why we're talking about this today. Today's podcast is really, first of all, that you got to do it, bet on yourself, but second of all, what it feels like when you do.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Because there's so many moments where you don't have all the information and yet you still have to make a tough decision, right?
Well, I feel like we hear about this all the time from our women at Bonfire, these hundreds of women who talk to us all day long about what's on their mind. And they're either saying like, oh, I don't know when it's time to leave a job, this job, or I don't know whether I should be taking this job, or I don't know whether I should be launching my own business now, or I don't know whether I should be quitting and going back to be with my kids. And there's no answer here outside yourself, right?
No. There's no manual for that. But we do have some pattern recognition on it. And I think that you have to develop sort of muscle memory on when to make decisions when you don't have all the information. I mean, I'm doing that right now with my own body.
I'm scared to ask what that means. What does that mean?
I mean, well, okay, this is just a little bit of TMI before we get into like the business
stuff.
Are
you pleasuring yourself is what you're saying?
Kind of, but with probiotics. So
that's your version pleasuring yourself. Okay.
Well, you know, like I drink a lot of like weird shit and stuff, but this is the problem. I actually right now need to know if I'm in menopause or not. And I mean, I'm curious, but I also feel like maybe I need hormone therapy or something. But I'm unmothered, as many people who listen to this podcast know. And so so I don't really know so much about menopause. So Instagram has targeted me with all these ads. So I just bought a bunch of shit and I've been taking it and I have no idea if it's working or not. So I bet on myself and Instagram advertising and I just don't know if it's a good idea or not.
Okay, I don't know whether we should be advising people to like self-medicate.
It's organic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to talk about that later. But when we come back, let's talk about what it really means to bet on yourself, which doesn't mean going to Google and saying...
It's not Google. The ads come right up, Rachel, so they must know.
Yeah, they know because you've
they
been
must
Googling.
Know.
So, okay. So this is about betting on yourself when Google doesn't know the answer. Okay.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
So, look, sometimes we have decisions bigger to make than what pill do I pop for menopause today?
Okay, it's Rach, it's organic.
Yeah, what organic pill do I pop so that I don't get hot flashes is not a huge decision. I mean, it's a decision, but sometimes the biggest decisions, honestly, you don't have any information. And so what do? Right? It's not about send me resources. Suzanne, I think it's so funny that our Bonfire members, when it comes to the really big, big questions of like, what is your purpose in life? They're automatically asking the natural question, can you send me something to read? Can you send me some information?
Yes.
Right?
That is so true. Is there anything I can listen to? Do you have a podcast? Right.
It's like, no. Anytime we send you into yourself, that's your instinct is like, oh, someone else. Can someone else tell me what to do? Right. Sometimes what you need is the confidence to actually make the decision yourself. How do you do that?
That's so true, Rachel. The only exception to that I would say is there is this mantra that I really do believe in, which is that we cannot be what we cannot see. So there are times when if you watch people enough and get pattern recognition, it's like watching enough people jump off a high dive and see that they're not going to get hurt. And then you step up and it's like, oh, okay, I have the confidence to do
that. It's like how you watch me do everything first, have all the ideas, and then you go, ah, okay, I can copy that like that. Hello? Are you having a menopause hot flash?
I don't know. I'm having memory loss. So maybe that's a part of it. Maybe you've been in menopause for the last like 20 years. And that's why the things you say sound so dumb.
Right. Because we know that people in menopause sound stupid. Right.
That's what Instagram says. That's why I'm taking my organic pills. But anyway, getting back to that. So I think that what we need to talk about is how you train these muscles, right? How you get the pattern recognition, train the muscles so that you don't actually constantly question yourself. And, you know, one of the things that is this phrase that I don't like is when people always say, oh, well, trust your gut, trust your gut. Okay, well, first of all,
what does that even mean? If my gut were really speaking to me, I might listen to it, but I've probably shut down my gut and put a gag around its mouth so it's not speaking to me.
I mean, maybe me taking all these probabiotics will help me listen to my gut.
I think your gut's going to be speaking out your ass is what's going to happen.
But I think that it's about action and pattern recognition. It's like the book Thinking in Bets, which you and I both love by Annie Duke. Because it's about really trusting yourself on getting better at the process part. Because there are way too many times where just because things didn't turn out the way we hoped they would, we dump the whole thing. We dump our instincts and we say, oh, well, then I shouldn't have taken the job, or I shouldn't have gotten myself onto that project, or I shouldn't have gone on that date. When in fact, the muscle memory that you need to develop is how to make the decisions absent all the information in the first place, right? And so part of what Annie Duke teaches you to do in Thinking in Bets is saying, no, trust the process, get really good at the pattern recognition of how to make really good decisions. And once you get good at doing that, you'll recognize that the better you get at doing that, the better the outcomes will start to be over time.
Right. And
I love that way of thinking.
I do too. And the fact is there's so much that's outside of our control that if you judge your entire decision-making by the outcome right away, you're basically making all kinds of conclusions. You're drawing all kinds of conclusions based on things that you'll never have control over, right? So it really is about trusting the process. And I think it's counterintuitive. You have to train yourself to be someone who constantly focuses on, so how did I get there? So Suzanne, when we make these decisions, we've never gone back and revisited. So how did I get there?
That is so true. You know, something's happening right now with my nephew, who has only been at a job for a year, and his gut is telling him, I don't love this job. I just don't love this job, but I've only been here a year. And I know I'm learning some skills, but I feel like it might be time for me to leave. And you and I always say, once you're already questioning, I wonder if I should leave, you know you already have one foot out the door.
Absolutely. Just right? That's why right. that when you say, I need to fire this person, and you're heading into that conversation, something that someone once told me, which is so true, is they already know they're being fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Totally. So what's so interesting is when I've gone back to my nephew and said, so what is keeping you from just making the move, from actually looking at other jobs and starting the process of putting yourself in a position to get another job? He'll say things like, well, I'm just sure that if I tell my manager that I'm leaving, he'll like really come down hard on me and I'll like never get a recommendation again. Or I'm scared that if I go out into the world and look for other jobs, there just won't be anything. And it's like, well, then you're not betting on yourself at all, number one. And number two, you're betting against yourself. Like, you're already betting against yourself by assuming the worst is going to happen in every situation because you're only looking at the outcome.
Well, also, what he's saying is, what he's really asking is, if I jump out of this plane, who's going to catch me? And that, seek, especially for women, but also for men, obviously, the fantasy that someone, something, something is going to catch me is what keeps you from betting on yourself. It's exactly the type of question we're talking about. Who's going to catch me is an old way of thinking. So you can't approach this in the old way. And the temptation, Suzanne, even for us, look at where we are right now in our lives. It is absolutely up for us that when things get tough, the temptation is to begin to start thinking about, so who's going to come in and swoop in and save us here, rather than remembering that we are Mayday. We are Mayday.
We are fucking Mayday, man.
And that means you have to bet on yourself. That means, and it's hard, because part of betting on yourself is saying, I don't know. This is what, of course, we've talked about before, about having faith. I don't know what the outcome is going to be of this bet, just like poker, or your nephew. I don't know what my next job is going to be. But what I do know is I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to figure it out. On my way down, as I jump, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, completely.
Okay, so I have to stop right here because I'm sitting at my desk doing this podcast with this fucking saw, wet saw in my
so
ear.
Good. This is really so good. I just think it's so thematic. Mm-hmm. It's like we have a fake saw representing how you fed on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yourself. And this whole podcast.
And really while the saw is going, I want to read a poem. How do you feel about that?
Oh, good.
Well, I'm actually looking at it on my bulletin board. I've had it on there for years. It's my favorite Auden. Ooh. It's W.H. Auden poem, and it's called Leap Before You Look. And it's just a great reminder. It says, I'm going to read, look, there are three stanzas here. I don't think I'm going to read all of them. I'll read the first.
No, read them. Read.
Oh, my God, the saw. Okay.
It's so good. The saw is so good. Go ahead.
The sense of danger must not disappear. The way is certainly both short and steep. However gradual it looks from here, look if you like, but you'll have to leap. The clothes that are considered right to wear will not be either sensible or cheap.
so long as we consent to live like sheep and never mention those who disappear. Much can be said for social savoir-faire, but to rejoice when no one else is there is even harder than it is to weep. No one is watching, but you have to leap. Okay, so one more short stanza.
That's so good.
A solitude 10,000 fathoms deep sustains the bed on which we lie, my dear. Although I love you, you have to leap. Our dream of safety has to disappear.
Oh, my God. I have chills. Isn't that relevant?
The other feeling is that you're alone. It's like there is, you are alone in some of these decisions where you have to bet on yourself. You're alone. But when you bet on yourself, you remind yourself, oh, I'm here. Sorry about the saw. Yeah.
I just think it's really become a theme for this show.
So we'll have it in the background always. I'm sure our engineer Ryan's going to love that.
He is, and it's also such a, like a, if we were going to choose a sound to have in the background, I'm sure our listeners are appreciating a buzzing saw.
Well, it could be a dental drill.
Or a dental drill. That's a, no, that's so good. That's really so good. And so, you know, I think we can just wrap up by saying a couple of things. Look, betting on yourself is just a reminder that you're centering yourself and that you're investing in the you part of the equation. Because if you do that, then you really can't lose. There are going to be lots of times when you're wrong, by the way. I mean, Rachel and I have had enough times in our life where we have made a bet on ourselves, and on the other side of that, things haven't worked out the way we hoped. We talked endlessly on the show seasons back about the acquisition that we went through and that it didn't turn out the way that we hoped. But in the end, we were okay. Our partnership was fine. Our lives were fine. Our identity was fine.
And by the way, people look at that, even when it fails, they're impressed when people bet on themselves. So there's always this shame feeling walking into betting on yourself, like, oh, it looks like I'm too big for my britches. Like, I'm too, sorry to use that phrase. That's just like, so, I don't know.
What are britches?
I don't even know. But it looks like I'm...
Do they have suspenders? I think it's like... You have suspenders. But if that's true, then they should be elastic, like, you know, adjustable. Okay, so why would you get too big for
them? Okay, we're going to edit this out. So, but what I'm saying is...
No, we're not.
So what I'm saying is there may be shame about like, oh, it looks grandiose. That's what it looks grandiose to bet on myself. I remember having a ton of shame when I launched Project 180. It looked grandiose, but you know what? Even if it fails and when it fails, and by the way, lots of bets on yourself will fail, right? People, there is no shame in that. There is shame in missing those opportunities, but let's get concrete, okay?
Let's get concrete. Britches are knickers. Trousers ending above.
Yeah,
the
I knew that they were above the knee. So if you're too big,
for you to get, you had a big old body, then you've just like exploded. Mm-hmm. That's why you take organic supplements like probiotics to keep yourself from not getting too big for
and
your
from bridges. Exploding out the other end. Okay, I'm going to get concrete in a different way and give two kind of handholds on. Well, what does it mean to bet on yourself? Okay. First thing I just want to say is, because I think this is the point we landed on that is the most important thing to remember, nobody's going to save you. You are eroding your own confidence in yourself. You are making a bet against yourself every time you start looking for that white knight and that savior, right? And just watch yourself how many times a day you go, oh, well, maybe... That'll come through. Maybe he'll come through for me. Maybe she'll do this for me. Just do a count. And every time that happens in little tiny ways, you're betting against yourself.
Yeah.
So secondly, I think this is really important from what we talked about. Recognize.
Is secondly a word?
Yes. understand the difference between process and outcome, right? That's what we were just talking about. There are things...
No, I was just talking about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, what's her name from Thinking and Bets was talking about it, and you were copying it. So there are things you have to learn to do to, like, build those muscles, build your muscles, and it's not getting good outcomes. It's doing the process. Little things you can do every day to give yourself the confidence to bet on yourself. Like wear something risky somewhere. I know that sounds stupid, but we did that. And then that was a way of betting on ourselves.
Okay. I'm telling you one thing I've been betting on myself doing that I've been doing every day to bet on myself. Okay. You know this because I had to call you about it. I could not do the yogi squat.
Right. Oh my God. Yes.
Okay.
I said it was a structural problem. Yes.
Okay, that's wrong that you said that. But you told me what I had to do to fix that problem, and I bet on myself that I could do it. Okay. So you said that I had to stretch out my Achilles heels, right? And then I've been doing the practice that involves a yogi squat every day. And 2 days ago... I did the yogi squat.
Oh, wow. So I guess I saved you there. Yeah. Okay.
Wrong.
You know, sometimes it doesn't work out well, like, to bet on yourself. Like, I'm going to give an example of when it doesn't. So the other night, I bet that I could have that second martini in bed while I was watching a Hulu show. I thought, it's okay. I'm in bed. I'm not driving or walking anywhere. I'm not talking to anyone. Okay. The next morning, I woke up to a slew of online orders, confirmations.
Oh, yes.
Some of which were so inexplicable that I can't even tell you what I was thinking.
Yes.
So it was an afternoon spent returning number canceling orders, some of which were too late to cancel. So that bet on a second martini, not going to happen again. See? The process, the outcome.
Which is too bad that is something I've taught you, because the number of times that I've been medicated from various procedures and during the like fog period where I've done that, not good.
But I mean, apparently I have the wherewithal to go through the whole ordering process and my credit card and my CV number and then the whole thing.
Good for you.
All right.
Okay. Well, hopefully we have helped you help yourself, as we always do on this podcast, which leads us to now get to your favorite part, which is to recommend some things for you to check out.
Suzanne, let's check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
We should check it out.
Okay, so this is going to actually make me sound like an alcoholic, given what I just said about the second martini and my check it out. But the truth is I have one drink a night. I let myself have one drink a night, and it's a hard drink. I don't drink wine. I don't drink one drink a night. The glass is rather sizable, but it's one. And I want to share with people the Negroni, which is the single best summer drink you can have. Oh, you're going to thank me so much, everybody. And it's so simple, okay? One part gin, and if you don't like gin, you're perfectly okay putting vodka in. One part gin or vodka, one part Campari, and one part sweet vermouth, the red vermouth, okay? Mix that up, put it over rocks, put an orange slice on top, and it is absolute bliss. And you know what? The other night when I was just reminding myself, I just want to make sure that it's one part, one part, one part, not one part, two parts, one part. It said, the question came up in Google, you know how they're the main questions that people ask, is Negroni a man's drink? And the answer was like, yes, Negroni is historically thought of as a man's drink, but women can also drink it with a splash of champagne. I'm like, fuck
that.
Oh, my
God.
Now I'm really going to be drinking Negroni. I might drink 10 of them just for that.
Wow. Also, I would think, like, because it's color, like it's like red, it seems Like it would be more of like a girl's drink, a women's drink if it's like, yeah. Huh. Can I order that at a bar? Like,
that's a great bar. It's a totally reliable.
Because I frequent bars so much.
Yeah, order that at a bar. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's your check it out?
So I really enjoy aromatherapy. And
fucking what? You menopausal woo-woo what?
I enjoy scents. Mm-hmm. Like I enjoy, and not incense, but I like particular scents a lot. And I bought for myself this thing called the Vitruvi, V-I-T-R-U-V-I. You put water in it and oils and essential oils. There's like a million scents that you can choose from to put in it. You put a couple of oils and then you hit a button and you can, and then it just comes out in a stream, like in a stream of steam. I guess it's steam. And your room instantly smells amazing. And what's cool about the Vitruvi is it charges, so you can move it around. So you can lift it up and it's still working and you can move it from room to room. And there's beautiful, beautiful scents. So sometimes I put it in my office. Sometimes I put it where
what kind of yoga.
Well, I like the ones where it's not, it doesn't tell me the scent, but it gives you a feeling. So it'll say like quiet or dusk or peace or morning. And it just fills my space with those kinds of scents. And there's tons of them. So I really recommend it. It's about $100, but it lasts indefinitely because you can charge it. And I've had it for 6 months now and I use it daily.
Okay.
Daily.
All right. Vitruvi.
The Vitruvi.
I'll be doing some late night two martini online ordering of that, I'm quite sure.
Yes, I turn it on when I'm not drinking my mud water. Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed this show. Learned a lot. Enjoy this. Should we just keep the saw noise on from now on?
Yeah, I think it'll be our soundtrack.
Can't wait. All right. See you next time on The Big Payoff.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Big Payoff. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to The Big Payoff wherever you listen to podcasts. And please send us your questions, send us your comments, compliments, adoration. We love to hear from you. So you can reach us at info@bigpayoffradio.com. We are produced by Lily Bello. And we're mixed and edited by Ryan Derringer at Welterweight Sound. See you next time.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.